Hey. Hello.
Say hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Wow, you said it with such authority. Say it like you were impersonating Johnny Cash.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Are we recording now?
Yeah.
We didn't even check.
No, we didn't. I'm gonna turn it down
Are
a
we
little
doing
bit, but
okay? Are we blasting out like nobody's
we're
business?
blasting out a little bit, but it's not bad. I'm gonna turn it down. There we go.
There we go.
And welcome to Wrinkled Sheets. It's been 2 weeks.
We don't need to tell them how long it's been. They should just be happy we're back.
Is it how long we've been since we've recorded, or how long it's been since?
I don't even know. That's why we shouldn't share, because I haven't a clue.
Okay.
But I'm glad that you're back.
Back. I'm back in the New York groove. I'm back. Back in the New York groove.
I don't know what that is. Will you turn this down just a bit?
Okay.
I'm buzzing.
Okay. That was Kiss, the band Kiss, by the way.
Oh.
And the reason I know that was because
I
of the
know why you know that.
Kiss tribute band that was following my show in Las Vegas.
And did you watch them?
I watched them 3 times
Why would you do that?
because I'm back in the New York groove.
Were they a good Kiss tribute
They were
band?
actually pretty good. I would, if you like Kiss, I would recommend this. It's
I don't
called
know any
Compendium,
Kiss
the
songs.
Kiss. You don't know any of the Kiss songs? Like, I wanna rock and roll all
Okay, I do
night.
know that song.
That one? Or Lick It Up, Lick It Up, Lick It Up. You
What are
don't know
they
that
talking
one?
about?
You know exactly what they're talking about.
Don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know any of those?
Mm-mm.
Cold Gin, that one?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
Is that bad news?
Beth, I hear you calling.
Okay, are we gonna go through their whole
No, I'm just
compilation CD? No.
trying to make you go, oh yeah, that.
What's a praline?
A praline is a type of candy with a pecan in it, isn't it?
I think so. Today is National Praline Day.
What the?
They have a day for everything. You know, yesterday was National Pink Day.
I did not know that, and I don't know how I went through life not knowing that.
Now you know.
How do they decide on what day
I
it
don't
is?
know. Do they go back in history and be like, well, this could be associated with this, so this is National This Day?
And does it have to be a government approved day?
I don't think so.
You ever look at radio when you were in radio prep? How many, like, today is such and such day, or National Hot Dog Wiener Month, or
Yes.
it's amazing how many of those.
When is National Miranda Lambert Day?
I don't know.
We
You should
should
con
find
contact your
out.
congressman.
Yes, I should.
Do you have a list over there of like what day, how to tell what day it is,
I
or?
have a link I can click on each day and it tells me what today is. It doesn't tell me what the future holds or the past.
What does the future hold?
I don't know, my crystal ball is broken. What?
I'm just seeing how long till you talked again.
Oh.
That's all.
That's all. So tomorrow's a big day.
Tomorrow is Merle Haggard. We're gonna go see Merle. Is that what you're talking about?
It
It's
could be
National
part of
Merle
it.
Haggard Day.
It's National Merle Haggard Day for Steve. He's gonna wake up singing Merle Haggard.
I've been a working man damn near all my life. What
It'll be great. It'll be exciting. I'm very excited. I've never seen him in person. Have
ever?
you?
Yeah, I've seen him once.
He's one
Once.
of those
Years
on
and
the
years.
list that I wanted to see before he
Oh,
joins
don't
the
say
rest
it.
of them.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't put it out there in the
George
universe.
Jones was one of those. I didn't make it.
Oh.
Conway Twitty was one of those. Didn't make it.
Oh. Who else is on your list that you, on your bucket list?
Clint Black.
Yeah.
Want to see
That's
him.
funny. I was just thinking about Clint Black the other day when I was
He's
in
touring.
Vegas. Is he touring again?
Yeah. I think he was in Colorado Springs recently, but we missed it. I didn't know until after the fact.
I know I must have seen his name somewhere or something in Vegas because it made me think about, wonder what he's doing. Because he was another one of those guys that just kind of said, I think I'm rich and famous and got a hot wife, I'm done. You know what I
But
mean?
he's been doing a bunch of other stuff, I think.
Movies and things.
Yeah.
It's National Clint Black Day tomorrow. I don't know if you knew that or not.
You're making it up. It's Killing Time Day.
Yeah.
Miranda Lambert has a new song on her album that mentions many of those songs from that era, Killing Time, Sunday in the South.
Yeah. You didn't realize that for about a month.
I re No,
Took you
it was a
about
week.
200
It was
listenings to
a
go,
week.
oh, yeah.
I found an article that said it pays tribute to Shenandoah's Sunday in the South song, because it's called Another Sunday in the South, but it references a bunch of different songs, like Shaking the Sugar Tree, that's Pam Tillis. Mm-hmm. What else did it reference? You listened to it with me.
I did, but I can't remember. I've only listened to it once.
You hate it.
Because I didn't realize it was National Miranda Day, and I hadn't been listening to it enough.
And the song actually features a guest vocal cameo from former Shenandoah frontman Marty Rabin.
It does?
Yeah, and I thought I recognized his voice, but it wasn't until I read it here that it was confirmed. And there's some stirring that they might be doing a reunion.
Shenandoah?
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for that to happen. I liked them a lot.
They were a good band. Very, very good band.
Also, tomorrow is a big day for Big Brother USA fans.
Oh, that's what you were hinting at before I got to the Merle Haggard thing.
It's two very big things happening in one day. We're not going to be able to fit it all in, so we're not going to end up watching Big Brother till the next day.
You're never going to catch up then. You're going to get behind like I did on Big Brother UK, mm-mm. and I have not been able to watch Big Brother UK because I got behind and went,
no, I'm not going to wait for you. I won't wait for you. You're going to be gone off to Alaska starting on Friday.
You should never say that to a man. I'm not going to wait for you.
When it comes to watching Big Brother, I didn't last year either. Whatever. And this year's going to be totally different. That's what they say every year. But they are starting out a little bit different.
New rules?
Well, according to Julie Chen, she revealed on her show The Talk, it's going to be played differently. There's going to be two head of households every week, and each head of household will nominate two players for eviction. And a new competition has been added to the lineup, and before evictions, the two HOHs will face off in a competition called the Battle of the Block, and the winning HOH will get to keep their nominations.
Ah.
Yep. And the new house guests will be divided into two groups of eight during night one, which is tomorrow, of the Big Brother 16 premiere. The first group of eight will move in. And then, and the first HOH competition will be held. The following night, the second group of eight will move in and compete for their own HOH competition.
Are they getting rid of the awful VIP thing that they did last year?
I'm thinking they might be. But we'll see, you know? And that first group of eight spending 24 hours together before the next group of eight. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be some bonding, you would think.
Hopefully.
And then the new group of eight will kind of walk in as enemies.
You think that's what happens? The first group gets there? Oh, we were here first. Kind of like,
yeah, and then the second group comes in and they're like, wait, what do you know that we don't? What's going on? Who are you? Are you related? Are you related to someone in this first group? And then it starts the whole dissension.
Is there a spy? That kind of thing?
It's going to be cray-cray.
Another show that you're excited about,
Under the Dome. That starts next Monday, and I can't figure out if I got the DVR set right.
You're the DVR queen. You're the only one that knows how to work the DVR.
But I was tired last night trying to figure it out, and then I just, I'll deal with it.
Watching the little preview last night.
Sneak peek.
You and I both kind of went, did I see that? Do I remember seeing that? When they wait too long between things.
And when we say by wait too long, they waited a whole year, like how it used to always be, you know?
Yeah.
Like all the shows used to start in the fall and end right before summer.
And then,
it wouldn't start again until the fall. But we're so used to, like, Rizzoli and Isles has two separate seasons where they come on, you watch several episodes, then they take a break. And then, like,
then
it's like
back.
Fall and summer. It's crazy.
But I think now if they wait too long, you start forgetting.
I know.
Did I see that? Did I remember that?
Right.
I don't remember them touching that little mini dome like that and their hands lighting
up. And I kind of do remember it, but then I didn't. It'll all come back when I hit play on that first episode.
And they're going to kill Big Jim.
Stop it. Don't be saying that. That was what they were hinting at. But
I think that's what
do you think it'll actually happen? He's kind of a big character.
Well, they killed off the big guy in Sons of Anarchy. That throws you. I think in this day and age, they start doing stuff like that. They figured out that they can...
The shock value.
The shock value is better than some of the other...
Mm-hmm.
But then again, they shock you, and then you go, oh, I've kind of lost interest.
Right.
But they took away my favorite character, so now what?
It's kind of like Grey's Anatomy used to be a little bit more suspenseful.
Mm-hmm.
And now, lately, it's not as suspenseful, and people have kind of been like, meh. Well, actually, a couple seasons ago. But then this last season, it was pretty good. It was back to kind of the old drama.
I don't know if I've said it on this podcast, but I'm back to watching.
Yeah, you started watching from the beginning.
Grey's Anatomy from the very, very beginning. And now I've gone through the first two seasons. And I remembered why I liked it. But I totally had forgotten some of the stuff. Again,
mm-hmm.
You go back and you go, oh, that's right.
There's a lot of George, stuff happening in our life.
George and what's-her-face got together. I forgot that George and the dark-haired doctor, what's her name? The bone doctor.
Oh, yes.
They were an
Callie.
Item. Huh?
Callie.
Yeah, Callie. They were an item.
Mm-hmm. They got married.
At this point. Oh, I don't even remember
crap.
That.
But see?
I stopped watching after.
We can't talk about it.
Okay. Can't talk
because
about it.
Because I do this every time you bring it up.
Like, spoil it.
I'll bring stuff. I'll, like, go too far. You haven't gotten there yet.
Well, stop. Spoiler alert. You should go spoiler alert.
I'll just sit and listen to you and say, mm-hmm.
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 No.
007.
So what you got?
What?
You're playing with the iPad. I thought maybe
I know. It's stuck. It won't scroll. It hates me.
Bad wireless?
I had a rough morning this morning. I looked at my makeup a few minutes ago, and I was like, wow. That was a mess. I don't know what's happening.
Your iPad just kicked in and started playing.
Yeah. See, I'm having a rough day.
And now I'm watching you tap it like crazy. It is doing nothing. That's because you're cold.
I'm not cold. I'm actually warm. Feel me.
No, you're cold and your iPad... Oh, you're freezing. Your iPad won't respond to your... Because you need a heated touch.
Anyway. So, this morning, I go work out at the gym in my office. Uh-huh. Like I do every morning. I have a routine. I switch up my exercises each day to keep my body guessing. Well, okay, so I'd gotten out of the shower, got dressed, went out to the area where I prep, where I do my makeup and hair, turned mm-hmm. my straightener on, and I hear something. Someone's coming in. It's like 7 o'clock, so it's fairly early. I'm like, who is that? I was like, hello? And around the corner comes MozTech AT's president, Zach McGuire. He had just gotten done working out at his gym and came to shower. Freaked me out. I had no makeup on.
You let a boss see you like that?
It was bad. It was a bad day. It started the day off bad. So I like hurried and did my makeup, hence why the makeup is a mess. Yeah. I was at my desk by 7:15.
It's not really clown-like.
It's kind of messy. I don't want to see people that early in the morning.
What about the people that don't wear makeup?
That's okay. That's their thing. My mother was like that. I learned how to do makeup by reading magazines and watching other people do it.
Because I had lunch with our pal Jeremy today.
Our pal? No.
Oh, he listens to this. Be careful. Anyway.
All he does is make fun of stuff I post about you.
Yeah, pretty much. But we were talking about people that say they don't wear makeup or guys that say they like girls that don't wear makeup. Like, you hear a guy go, mm-hmm. I like it. I don't like makeup.
She wears too much makeup.
She wears too much makeup.
Yeah.
And we both sort of agreed that that's a guy that's probably has insecurities.
Right. And so he wants to bring his woman down
mm-hmm.
to being plain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that too?
I do.
Because he was like, what guy doesn't want his girlfriend to look good? Or what guy says,
and there is
I think
a line.
You look better without it.
Well, who was that character on Drew Carey's show? Mimi?
Mimi.
You don't want that.
No.
But
she needs a Mac store lesson.
Yeah. But you can, yeah, have fun with makeup. I love playing with makeup. I love it.
You didn't play with it when you were a little girl?
Mm-mm. No. I wasn't allowed to wear makeup till I was 16.
What?
I know.
You already had boyfriends before that.
I did.
See, I knew it. I knew it.
Not.
I knew it.
It was church boyfriends. We went
to
the movies.
Oh, that's even worse. I know what happens at church boyfriends.
Not at our church, sir. Not at our church. I was innocent and good. What?
No, I'm just...
You're laughing. I'm
no,
serious.
The church... Those outings where you go to church camp and you sneak off and drink in the woods. And
I don't know what church you went to, but that was not my church. I swear to goodness.
Wasn't mine either. I'm just talking about. I hear about those.
That may have been other people in my youth group because I may have heard stories, but not me. I was the good follower of the rules. I still try and follow rules.
I know. That's why everybody hates you.
They hate me now?
No, I'm kidding. You said that earlier. You said it earlier about something. I don't have any friends.
Oh, that's because this is Tuesday night, and we should be recording a Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. But Ashley flaked out on me pretty late in the game. So I posted this morning saying, someone, join me. All you got to do is be in Parker at 5:30.
And come be on the podcast.
Right.
And not one response?
No.
Not one?
Mm-mm.
God, you don't have any friends.
I know. I'm so bad.
That's okay. We still love you, don't we, cats?
Great. And then you're taking off in a couple days. You're going to Alaska. Have you been to Alaska?
Yes.
Oh, you went shipping. You went shipping?
No, I have never been shipping in Alaska.
You went fishing.
Fishing in Alaska. Fishing.
Fishing.
And I've done stand-up a lot in Alaska.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I used to work Fairbanks and Anchorage a whole lot. So I kind of will have a little bit of arsenal of Alaska or cold jokes or, you know, that kind of thing. And basically all I got to just talk about you and then, you know, hey, look, she's cold.
I am cold. Something, I agree with you. Something might be wrong with me, but the doctor tested and I'm good, but I am cold all the time.
Every woman is, I've decided.
I've been hanging out with a lot of different women lately.
No, from doing it in my act, making fun of you. Like that whole Vegas thing of, I'm freezing. You can't be. It's Vegas. I'm cold. It's 109. The wind's blowing on me. It's hot air. It's cold in the shade. Get out of the shade.
I've been a little bumming here in Colorado because every afternoon I get off work and it's cloudy and rainy looking.
And you want to go to the pool.
Go to the pool. Remember?
You could go to the pool as long as it's not lightning. I don't like.
No, when I was driving home, you can't see it, but there was a whole ball of black clouds over here. I'm like, it just takes one lightning strike and I'm dead.
You're not going to get hit by lightning.
How do you know that? You can't guarantee that.
Lightning. That's all a big wives' tale. How often do you get hit by lightning? You don't hear, like, trees and stuff get hit by lightning.
I'm pretty tall.
Crouch down. Get in the water. That's what...
Crouch down. So you posted on our page a couple days ago asking people what shows they watch as couples.
Mm-hmm.
Did we get any responses?
No. We don't have any friends.
Well, okay. Well, let's bring that up.
I did think that was going to be a pretty good topic of, like, a couple discussion of, hey, what shows do y'all watch together? And you know what I think it means? Is that couples don't watch TV together.
They do. I know they do. I know several couples, and they watch TV together, but half of the couple won't admit that they're watching what they're watching together. Like, say they're watching Mistresses.
Uh-huh.
The guy's not going to admit that he's watching Mistresses.
He just sits there quietly and watches
right.
it?
Right. If they're watching Fargo, the uh-huh. girl might not admit that they're watching Fargo. It's a pretty violent show.
You don't talk. Well, you watch Fargo.
I'm very open.
Do you discuss
open.
It with your girlfriends at work?
Do Nobody else watches it.
Nobody?
No.
Did they say they tried? It's too dark?
No.
Nothing.
They're like, oh, I heard of the movie. What? I didn't watch the movie. Bad News Bears.
But you liked the show because it kind of captivated you.
And it is an interesting show. I think I'll go back and watch the movie. Will it be like...
It has nothing, almost
okay, it has
very
to
little
do.
To do with the series.
So I will go back and watch the movie at some point.
Mm-hmm,
that's
sure.
on my to-go list.
I bet it's on...
that's like the on your third...
Computer? Are you really tired?
No, I think I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated.
With life, work, general?
Mm-hmm.
You can't...
Do you ever have those days?
Uh-huh.
Life, yes. Work, yes. General, I guess no.
No.
I'm a happy person, but I've been a little frustrated lately and negative, and that frustrates me.
What are you negative about?
Work stuff.
Oh.
You don't want me to go into detail.
Oh, not at all. No.
No.
Uh-uh.
Your eyes glaze over when I start talking work. You're like...
I don't know why anybody talks work.
How long am I there every week?
I know, but...
It's most of my week.
I know, but
And
I
when
think
you're gone, I have nothing else.
You've got the shows that you watch, or... Something you
and the cats I hang out with, that makes me a crazy cat lady.
We'll get you that action figure. But there's things that you read. I know that you read the stories because I see that you post things on Facebook. And do people just get so caught up in that they just want to come home and vent to somebody that they
mm-hmm.
just here's what would happen at work today. Well, I don't know those people, so I'm not really...
But you do know the people I'm talking about.
True. I'm talking about in general.
Right.
The people come home.
And that's why sometimes people that work together actually work out, because then they have that venting time. I've heard that before.
Because they work out.
They work out? They work out as a couple because they're on the same page.
Oh, you mean that's why like affairs happen at work?
No. No. Like my coworker and his wife worked together for like a year and a half. It wasn't until recently he got a permanent job because they were both contractors.
I think you were supposed to fraternize at work. I always thought that was frowned upon.
Most companies have that.
As an HR person, isn't that typical in...
It's in a lot of companies, but I've never worked for a company that had that I knew of.
The cat's trying to get it in my lap.
He just
Kitty
loves
needs loving.
You.
Kitty needs loving.
Anyway, what's going on with you?
Nothing.
You were in Vegas for 2 weeks. Did you learn anything new?
Nothing. Not a thing. I thought you were going to come back and you were going to tell your Vegas stories because you hadn't been in a while. And
I almost punched someone.
You did. See, tell that story.
Yeah. So it's like 2:00 in the morning? Yeah?
Yeah, about 2.
We're walking in between the Cosmopolitan and Planet Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And
the bridge, over the bridge.
Yep.
There.
And I see a picture of these half-naked men. And we had seen half-naked women all night. And I'm like, hey, do you work with those guys? And I like walk toward the picture to point, and I turn around to look at you, and some stranger's face is in my face. We touched noses. And I don't know, I've never done this, but my fist came back as though I was going to punch him. And then I saw you right behind him, and I like snapped out of it. I was like, whoa.
I froze and wanted to watch because I've never seen you double up your fist and
I have never done that before.
Hit somebody.
I have never done that before. But you know how scary that was? I'm expecting to see you.
And you touch noses with a zombie person.
He did. He was a drunk zombie. He was pale and everything.
He wasn't a street person, though. At least he was
he was just a
drunk tourist. But
yeah, he was like a 20-something drunk, nerdy tourist. He had glasses and everything.
The town is full of that.
Yeah. You got a big dose of it because of all the electric music people.
EDC. The Electric EDC. Daisy Carnival, I think, is what it stood for.
I have coworkers that are huge fans, and they've been trying to find music that sounds country-ish. And I'm like, that is so not.
That's
so Tesla, and what's the other one? There was another big one that was there. I don't even remember.
It's some band? It's not a band. I don't think they're bands.
They're DJs, yeah.
And I think that's the saddest part, is that people are paying millions
of
dollars
taste.
To hit
it's their
play.
Taste. A guy it's their taste.
Play. Well, that's, well, I was making fun of it in my show, is that I go, that's proof that those people are raised by a single mom. Because a father would have walked in that room and went, turn that crap off. I want to hear some Jimi Hendrix or Metallica or...
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Both the people I know that like that music were not raised by a single mother. So your theory is
it's not
lacking.
A theory, it's called comedy. I always hate, that's why I'm about sick of Facebook. Seriously, I'm about sick of Facebook because
here
you can't
go.
Put a joke on there without somebody responding in a I don't get it answer. Seriously, they don't get it.
They've been doing that forever.
I know, and it's getting worse and worse.
Avicii is the other one. Avicii and Tesla. No, Tesla's the car.
Tesla is the car.
It starts with a T. I'm trying to sound like I know what I'm talking about, and I really don't. Anyway, so there was a bunch of bright colors and like people that are just
with their ass hanging
to
out.
The groove.
Because that was the carnival costume. Was all the girls were definitely into the shorts and the dressing like cats with the fur feet and just ears and stuff. Did you see those walking around?
I wasn't there for that week. And
didn't it start while you were there?
Huh.
Oh, I thought it did.
No, I saw pictures saying that Avicii was coming. And I recognized the name. And I went back to work and I said, your person's going to be in Vegas. Avicii. It's a big deal, like, overseas. Like, European people love this music. Love it.
Drop some ecstasy and look at the colors and hug each other.
Yeah, there's lots of colors involved. Lots of colors involved.
I said it was ecstasy, and you were like, no, I believe it's Molly.
Well, isn't Molly the new ecstasy? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not a druggie like you. I didn't know.
I don't do drugs. That's excellent. Let's spread that rumor. Janet's on pills.
No, I'm joking. But it's funny because you knew something. You were like,
I knew something. You don't. What?
Yeah, funny you knew something. No, I just meant that.
No, I know.
You were more aware
of
the party drug.
You're usually on top of things. Like, yeah. Because you're constantly reading Twitter. You're stuck in a hotel room all the time. But maybe you haven't been as stuck in a hotel room as I thought maybe, because you're slipping.
Maybe not.
And you're seeing girls with their ass hanging out.
I know. They were everywhere.
I bet you hated that.
I hated it. I tried to stay in my room most of the time.
Liar. You stayed at Starbucks where you saw the general public walking by constantly.
I was there.
Ooh.
I was there watching Grey's Anatomy till 2 o'clock in the morning, and actually falling asleep in a Starbucks like some kind of homeless thing.
Hmm.
Planet Hollywood needs free Wi-Fi.
Why don't they have it?
Well, they have it. It's not free. I just hate to pay for Wi-Fi in this day and age.
I know you need to get a hotspot.
I want one.
You should.
You have one. Your phone turns into a hotspot.
My work
I know
phone
I
does.
Used it last night.
Did I?
You
did
left,
I leave it on?
Yeah. I was going to look up something because I was watching that Hawaii Life realtor show. Realtor.
Uh-huh.
And they said this name of a little town. I thought, have I been there? So I opened my iPad and it said, Janet Hotspot. Like, yes. I hope they're talking about her phone.
Wow. Yeah, I tend to do that. I turned it off. I remember turning it off this morning, I think.
Are you charged for that? Does it just run all the time?
I don't know. No one's ever gotten on to me. What do you think? Do you think I get charged for that?
I don't know.
They would tell me, right?
4 gigabyte uses and, oh, you're over. Next thing your boss is, could you come in to see me?
Speaking of comedy, did you hear that Chelsea Handler is leaving E?
Going to Netflix.
Netflix.
I hope it's a good choice for her.
I guess she's been miserable at E.
Apparently.
She dated an executive at E for a long time, and then all of a sudden she was with 50 Cent.
I don't think, are they together? I don't
they
think
were
so.
For a second. For, it was for, like 2 years ago.
For about 50 seconds?
Yeah. And I bet that probably didn't make things.
Another comic had pointed out to me the other day when we were talking about that she looked like she was miserable on the air.
She stopped, always looked
like,
haggard.
Stopped wearing makeup, didn't do her hair. And just like, I don't want to be here. Look, was all over her. So let's see if it changes when she goes over to Netflix.
We'll see. I'm excited. I like her. I've always liked her books and such.
I liked her too until the fact she hasn't put me on the show. I think that has kind of spoiled me for the show.
It's all about you.
It's all about me.
I've noticed that. Just kidding.
Are you getting cranky again?
No. Oh, heavens to Betsy. You can throw zingers like that. But if I do, then I'm getting cranky.
I'm just trying.
Taylor Swift got a new cat. And it's just as adorable as her first one. Did you see pictures of her first one?
No. What happened to her first cat?
No. She still has that one. She got a second one, kind of like we did. Probably to give one a friend.
And what'd she name this one?
Oh, I don't know that. But she got a new cat.
Are you scrolling through Twitter and seeing a new cat?
I'm scrolling through some Elite Daily. Do you ever go to this website?
I don't think I've ever even heard of it.
Ashley's obsessed with it. She sends me a lot of articles from it. Okay.
I was waiting to see if there was an article you were going to bring up.
I'm trying, but there's nothing that, yeah.
No?
Mm-mm. Is James Franco, is he into boys or girls?
I think he likes to keep it questionable. I wanted to see that movie of his, but I don't think we're going to. Palo Alto.
I bet it'll be on Netflix or something.
I bet it will too. But it got a decent review, and it's, you know, it's directed by Francis Ford Coppola's other daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought had a pretty good pedigree. I thought it might be okay.
Pedigree.
Mm-hmm.
You're funny.
You wouldn't have used the word pedigree.
I don't. I guess I think of dog food.
Well, there is a pedigree dog food, but by pedigree I meant that. You know, it was a good writer, a good director, a decent cast, so the pedigree was high.
I understand what you meant.
Okay. Look at the cat hair that is coming off my pants. So the
it's that time of year. They get hot and they shed. We kind of do the same thing. Haven't you noticed you lose a little bit more hair when it's warmer?
I don't need that at all. I have paid good money to have that stay where it is.
You have. Three times, right?
Yeah.
Two since I've been with you. So two in the last 4 years.
Wow. I need to stop. I'm addicted.
No, you just want your hair to look
good. I want my hair.
To look good.
To look good.
Was Brittany in Vegas when you were there the second week?
She was not. I actually tried to find out where she was performing. I mean, what date she was performing. Because we know where. But
right.
There's nothing really saying. I couldn't find anything on any, she's back these days, she's gone these days. It was nothing like that. But you bought a lot of stuff from the Britney store.
I didn't buy a lot. I bought two things and it cost me a lot.
Oh, you spent a lot. Okay, that was a different word.
Oh my gosh. Is that how real merch is?
At concerts?
Yeah. I don't typically buy the merch.
I don't either.
But it's Britney, bitch. She likes to say that a lot.
What is Work Bitch, by the way? I saw that on all of her stuff.
That's her latest single.
Work Bitch?
Mm-hmm. It's on my workout playlist. I like it a lot.
Is it about working?
Yeah. If you want a Maserati, if you want to be somebody, you got to work.
Bitch?
Yeah.
You didn't even want to say the word, did you?
I don't like saying that word. But I got a necklace that says her name on one side and then that on the other, so I will always wear it with Britney out.
Always?
And I think the selection of t-shirts was
pretty
lacking.
Weak. It was pretty weak.
There weren't any pink t-shirts. How do you not have pink t-shirts in your Britney Spears?
Is she into pink?
I don't know, but she has a lot of female fans.
Yeah, but is her thing pink? I mean, that's because that is her collection. I noticed on the sign out front, it said the Britney collection. Maybe if that's what she likes or her designs or whatever.
Maybe. I'm going to share some news with you. I'm going to move on past Britney because I don't want to talk about it because I was having buyer's remorse the next day.
You were?
I was like, why did I do that?
Really?
Because
of the $60 or the...
No, that was for one item.
I know.
It was messed up.
You didn't... Here's my favorite part. We'll tell the story. Is that we went to the store first and you didn't see anything you wanted. Or you did and you didn't tell me. But then the next day, after a cocktail or two, you were like, I really do want this. I really do. So
I know. My judgment got loose.
So you sobered up the next day and decided you didn't like it?
I spent $110 in the Britney store for two things. That's wrong. And I come home and one of my girlfriends is like, how was the Britney concert? And I'm like, I didn't go see Britney. What? You posted a bunch of pictures like you did? I'm like, I know.
It's nice to pretend.
I'm like, she's never there when I go. And when she is, I bet the tickets are crazy expensive.
You need to find out when she's there and just plan a trip.
I know. My girlfriends have said we should plan a trip to Vegas when Britney's there. But you and I have talked about these Vegas trips that girls take.
I know.
And you're not on board.
Well, I trust you.
Yes.
I don't trust your friends, but I trust you.
You don't trust my friends?
No,
I've
seen
you
double
up
your fist at a guy that approached you. So
don't judge me. That scared me. Anyway, okay, so these are 10 subtle, weirdly adorable things that men do that women cannot get enough of.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. All 10? Okay.
Is that okay?
That's good.
Tell me when you get bored.
I'm not. Go ahead.
Okay, when you're kind of socially awkward.
Mm-hmm.
When you zone out while staring at us.
What is kind of socially awkward?
Okay. If you ask to kiss me and stumble a little bit on your words, I would not only find it insanely cute, but will definitely let you kiss me.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
When you zone out while staring at us.
Uh-huh.
When you accidentally drop a really impressive fact, intelligence is sexy. Sheldon, hot.
Not.
When you geek out over things.
Is that cool?
Yes.
Like these people that get into comics and stuff like that? I guess the
just when a guy obsesses over something. Because usually that's kind of a girl thing. We fan out easily. But guys are usually kind of play it cool.
Mm-hmm.
When you're holding a baby. Look at that face.
I've not heard about holding the puppy. I've got a little puppy. Women are... Oh.
It's something with the ovaries, the baby. There's some like magnetic
vagina.
Field. Yeah. When you flex in a picture by accident, quote unquote.
Flex by accident?
Yeah. We're not stupid. We can tell when you're flexing, even if it's subtle.
Really?
Yes.
Let me reach for that. Pose.
Your bromance is, Jeremy.
The bromance is bad?
No, according to this article, we can't get enough of them. When you grow a 5 o'clock shadow to hide your baby face.
Okay, I understand that.
When you can't dance or sing, but try anyway. Try! Just try to dance! Try! We love it!
Okay. I've been trying. You see me more lately. I've been trying
never
to
with me, though.
Get down on the ground with my bad self. Hmm.
And this one doesn't really apply to you because it's your profession. But when your humor is extremely deadpan.
Deadpan.
Yeah.
Dry humor. Y'all dry. Like dry humor?
I do love dry humor. You know that. I've told you that. You don't do dry humor, but I like laugh. Like Sheldon Cooper he does dry humor. And he's...
Because he doesn't get it, doesn't smile, doesn't know why that's funny.
Yes.
Why are you laughing? That's...
So that's some things you can share with your friends that are single. Because you don't need to be making women crazy.
I do that anyway.
Super.
I'm action pants.
You're action... Oh.
I'm action pants.
You go out of town, and I swear, it had been like that before you had action pants on your Facebook.
Uh-huh.
But then it hadn't been for a while. And then you leave to go to Vegas, and I pull up your Facebook, and I'm like, why does it say action pants? Boo! He's in Vegas with half-naked people!
Action pants! It's because of the old ad.
I don't care what it's because, but most people don't know that old ad.
They just think of me as action pants.
He's ready to get some action in his pants.
People have been calling me action pants.
Who's people?
On Facebook. Have you ever seen that? People
no.
underneath there.
I unsubscribed from your posting.
Really?
Yes.
Mm. Anyway, people have been calling me because they go, hey, action pants. Did you see where, like...
Who? It can't be a lot of people.
A lot of people. Since it's been on my Facebook...
Oh, God.
I think they just got tired of calling me by my radio name, Mudflap, and just jumped on the...
They got tired of calling you Mudflap.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they didn't tell me that, but, you know, if they see something new, they jump on it. You know how people are.
I do. I know how people are.
So
Action Pants.
I'm Action Pants now.
What's my nickname?
Mrs. Action Pants.
Not Mrs. Action Pants. No, I will not ever be called that. Ever
in my
life.
How about Miss Action Pants?
Nope.
How about Action Pants?
You thought I was focusing on the Mrs.?
How about Action Panties?
You thought I was focusing on the Mrs.?
Yeah.
No.
Action Panties?
Oh, heavens to Betsy. No.
Okay.
So I feel like I've been doing all the talking. What do you got for us?
I got nothing. I've got nothing.
Are you serious?
No.
You don't have to think about anything all day. And you can't come up with anything?
No. No, I thought...
What's going on in the world?
Nothing. I've been busy.
Doing what?
I've been working a lot in Vegas. That's what we talked about earlier in the podcast.
You don't work a lot when you're in Vegas. I've been there.
Well, I was trying
to... You sleep all day.
And I've been writing some new stuff, and then I was talking to you about it, and you're like, oh, well, you know, that's just proof that, you know, single moms weren't there. Because those were the jokes that I was...
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
See, you
kinda... Don't make fun of the single mom thing.
Huh?
Don't make fun of the single mom thing.
You have to.
This day and age, there's going to be ladies coming after you.
I know.
With clippers.
I know.
They're not going to be wanting to cut your hair.
I know.
You're okay with that.
But sometimes, yeah, you just got to stand your ground and be a man and point out things. Especially when it's a joke. It's a joke.
Oh, yeah, we got to get back to the... People don't take jokes very easily.
They don't take them very
well.
No. Have you had somebody... Take a couple of years off Facebook or something where you just go, that's not what I meant, or...
No, because I keep it pretty vanilla. You know that.
Polypositive.
Polypositive.
Stop complaining. Why you should be positive?
What? I didn't tag you in the post.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Isn't that one of your...
Yes. Yeah. And a lot of times it's things that I read and I'm like, that speaks to me. I bet it would speak to someone else.
Do you remember that article? Is that something that we should talk about on here?
The article about keeping it positive that I tweeted?
Uh-huh.
I bet I could pull it up very quickly.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about keeping it positive?
Yeah. Do you want to?
Because you like to make fun of me and my positivity sometimes.
Okay. I'm going to stop this while you look it up.
No, I got it right
you
here.
You got it already? All right.
I'm pulling it up. Did you notice that on Echophone for Twitter, you now see pictures?
Mm-mm.
In the feed?
Mm-mm. I don't use Echophone anymore. I just use Twitter.
Oh, I'm so not cool anymore.
No, Echophone's cool. There's so many programs for Twitter now that...
I don't like the Twitter.
Echophone, Tweet, Birdhouse, whatever. There's all kind of...
So, the article's title says, why you should stop complaining and what you can do instead. If you don't like something, change it. So, posting about it on Facebook and Twitter, if you don't like it, do what you can to change it. Right? This is a quote from my Maya Angelou. She's the one that recently passed away. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. Don't complain. I liked her. She had some really great quotes. She was very positive. So this article writer, you're like staring blankly at me.
I'm just waiting for your article.
Okay. So the person that wrote this article recently attended like a seminar, and the attendees were complaining over and over again. One complainer started and the others chimed in, creating a steady stream of negativity. I don't think they had fun or gave themselves time to enjoy this once-in-a-lifetime experience. And so everyone has that one person in their life who complains at every single opportunity. Do you have that person?
Yes.
Who?
Well, there's one. It's one thing to complain. It's another thing to joke or vent, I think.
Right, but if you're constantly
I think there's people
venting.
That complain constantly. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I hate that. I'd never drive that. Oh, I would never go to that restaurant. That kind. That,
and then you block them from your
and
feed.
And that's a big difference in somebody joking or cracking jokes about something.
So the problem is that today we associate the act of complaining with venting.
See?
Far more than we do with problem solving. As a result, we complain simply to get things off our chest, not to resolve problems or create change, rendering the vast majority of our complaints completely ineffective. So the next time you start to complain, think about what you're saying. Are you ranting and venting on a fairly regular basis to friends, coworkers, and family? This accumulation of frustration and helplessness can add up over time and impact our mood, our self-esteem, and even our general mental health. You'll become an all-around negative person.
I think if you complain, you become a negative person. I think there's a difference, like I said, in just looking for things that you need to joke about or talk about or vent about. Because that is kind of the thing of comedy today.
Maybe comedy, but like social networking.
And ranting is the big deal in comedy now. You guys go off on a rant about something.
Right.
But I think going back to what you were talking about is the complaining of people that just complain.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that show.
And this next part goes back to what I was saying when I come home and I want to vent to you.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably not do that because it's great to have friends and family who listen, but I got to stop and think about the mental burden that I'm placing on people when I'm continually negative right after I get home from work. Do you really want to transfer that negative vibe to those around you?
Do you? Do you want to come home and just open the door and go, oh, what a day.
Is that what I do?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, but not daily. So here are four things you can do instead of complaining.
Okay, four things you can do instead of complaining.
Number one, make a pros and cons list for your problem and come up with a solution.
Like?
If you don't like country music, don't turn on the radio.
I don't. Usually get in the car and turn on the radio.
Don't ride with me.
I try not to.
Number two, set a clear goal that you can realistically work towards.
Yes, I think everybody needs goals. I do. That is something even more and more for me.
What are your goals right now? Top three.
Top three for me are a new comedy special, a new comedy CD, and more work in bigger venues.
That is all work associated. Mm-hmm. You have no life goals.
Those are life goals.
But that's all work. Like, no, like,
work
in your life.
Is my life.
Like, building a better relationship with your son, or, like,
we have a good relationship. We have good.
Okay. The next one.
Do we have a bad relationship? Is that something that you're hinting at that I should be working harder?
No. Oh, heavens.
I get it. I see what you're saying.
The next one is do something that makes you happy. Walk the dog, read a book, listen to music that lifts your mood.
I took the dog for a walk today. Actually, I let the dog take me for a walk.
Did you really?
No.
I was going to say, you never walk the dogs.
No.
And the last thing, create a list of resources for positivity for those times when you need a boost.
Like, how's that work? In what way?
Like, if you follow people on Twitter or, you know, like, I have quote people that all they do is post positive quotes.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm having a negative moment, maybe I can just go to their feed on Twitter and read their quotes. And I bet I'll find one that'll be like, holy muffin, that's speaking
to
me.
You.
Yep. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. That's Eleanor Roosevelt.
Mm.
She was a very smart lady.
She was. She was smarter than she was attractive.
And then there's a picture that says, stop complaining and eat an effing cupcake. I agree. Let's eat a cupcake, except I'm on a weight loss challenge.
Yeah. Well, I can see it's got some good points. Article, you know, the article's got
was
some
it
good
poly
points.
Positive?
It's poly.
A little too poly positive.
But I don't understand why you don't like my goals or why those don't seem.
I'm just saying they're all work related.
But isn't that?
But that's what you're focused on right now, and that's good that you have something to focus on like that.
I think for guys, that's important. Guys need work? To feel. Yeah, I think guys need to feel like they're working. They're bringing home the bacon. They're supporting the family. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that's part of a guy's makeup in general. Is that?
Hopefully, there are some guys out there that is not part of their makeup, and they should probably just be sent to Tyson to work
really?
At the chicken plant.
Really?
Yes. Haven't you met those guys? They're not motivated to take care of their family. They sit at home while the wife's working. I know you've met people like that.
They just weren't raised right. That's all.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is, but it makes me sad, and I feel bad for those ladies. Hi.
It's hysterical. The cat's trying to get your attention, and you're ignoring it.
I am trying.
I love the way he just stands up, like just almost slaps you in the face. That's how tall he is. He's hitting you in the shoulder.
He's like, will you love me, please?
Just stop talking and pet me. Well, we went a little long. Is that okay?
I don't care. You think
now he's trying to get on.
He's like,
table.
Hey.
He's hysterical.
Let me be a part of this show.
What's that? Let me please be a part of the show. It's kind of like when I first started doing my podcast,
mm-hmm.
how the cat was just very integral to the podcast.
Podcat.
Podcat. Would get up here. I couldn't come down here without getting in my lap or getting on the computer or laying on the soundboard. And now they've just kind of become like, oh, y'all are down here again? So.
Is that bad?
No. I kind of miss having, that kind of interaction, though, with the cat of being part of the show.
Maybe she's tired because the other cat now is here and wants to, see, he's very,
now he's over here.
He's constantly wanting attention.
All right. Well, did you have fun?
I did. Thank you for substituting, kind of.
Kind of, sort of. I know because you were planning on doing yours tonight. We ended up doing ours, our podcast.
I had a bunch of stuff to talk about, too. I'm really sad.
And I really wanted to do that. I
you
said
wanted
I would
to
be
sit
your
in.
Co-host.
You wanted to talk about the 10 makeup things that women should never apologize for. Really?
Yeah. What are they?
I don't. I remember the top one was red lips. You love red lips.
I love red lips. So I'd have been right there with you. Like, yeah, you go, girl. Red lip it up.
Red lip it up. Makes your teeth look whiter.
Lip it up. Lip it up.
Is that Kiss?
No, lick it up. I see. I'm tying it all together there.
I'm such a dork.
Tying it all together. All right, say bye.
Bye.
Bye. See you next time. Oh, how do they get a hold of you if they want to complain about something?
PinkBarb27 on Twitter.
How do they get a hold of you if they want to be a positive about something?
PinkBarb27 on Twitter.
There
with hashtag positive.
Hashtag positive. Anything that you put on Twitter for
must
her,
have an hashtag.
Why don't you just start that? Why
hashtag
don't you do
positivity?
And everything that you post.
Everything I post.
Should have that.
So I can no longer post about the rain because that's not positivity. That's me pointing out that I still can't swim.
So point out. We could go to the pool right now.
No, do you see that it looks like it's going to rain?
Meow.
You gotta see that picture.
You're so scared. All right. Get a hold of us. There's Wrinkled Sheets on Twitter at Wrinkled Sheets 1.
One. Do not do it without the one. That person gets a little cranky.
She gets annoyed. So it's Wrinkled Sheets
1. The number one.
And we have the Wrinkled Sheets Facebook page, which we need to promote more. We need to promote. Well, I know we post things. I was thinking about the other day because I've started doing it more on my Remasculate page.
Mm-hmm.
Is you have to keep that page
actively
active. Not just, hey, here's the new podcast. We need to come up with more stuff like these are the Wrinkled Sheets kind of things. Like,
right.
Isn't that a cool little meme for Wrinkled Sheets? Or isn't that a...
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Will you teach me about memes?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
You don't do them? You don't make them at all?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, we have to go. I'm going to teach you about that. We'll talk about
it's
next time.
It's time to learn.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.